Four. It is a little bit chilly out, man. Chris is all hoodied out over here.
Word. Well, I had to walk like 45 miles to get to the building, and it was 28 degrees outside.
You have to leave the hood up once you're inside, do you?
I'm still kind of feeling it.
Or are you trying to be cool?
Yeah, this looks like it's a really cool look, don't you think?
Yeah.
If I'm trying to bomb a place or have people laugh at me behind my back, those are the only two instances.
No, see, I think that you have kind of an attitude of, yeah, I wear a hoodie and I wear the hood inside with my headphones on the outside of the hood. So what? Yeah. You know, like you're just, you don't care what society thinks. That's what I think.
Okay.
And I think you flaunt it by going over the line sometimes, like right now with your hoodie.
This is over the line?
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, I am pretty extreme.
What classifies a hoodie? Like a sweater with a hood? Or is it like the sweaters with the hoods that, you know, don't have zippers? Can a hoodie be something with a zipper?
That's what I was wondering, too. If it has a zipper on the front, is it a hoodie or is it just like a jacket that is sweatshirt material?
Like, I know I've bought one with a zipper on the front, and they called it a hoodie, but most of my friends refer to hoodies as, like, the things you pull over your head that just happen to have a hood on.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, too. Because, like, I think the zip-up ones you don't treat as a shirt, really. You know?
Or they're more like a jacket,
yeah.
A light sweater jacket.
Yeah, so that is a good point. Is it
and
a hoodie?
Who the heck thought of the word hoodie? That's like the stupidest word ever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a disturbing phenomenon, I think.
But. Yeah, me too.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Talk to you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. I do have a theory on who invented the word hoodie. I'll get to that in a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, hoodies are the
What, do you just wear hoodies all the time, or what?
Yeah. Not in the summer, obviously, because it's a little hot here in Kansas, but all the time in the winter.
You can wear
them with sweatpants, you can wear them with flannels, you can wear them with jeans, you can wear them with shorts, you can wear them with everything.
Yeah, do you get seasonal affective disorder in the wintertime then, or in the summertime because you can't wear a hoodie then?
No, because I can wear them occasionally when I go out to the lake, and those cool nights at the lake.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I do get to wear them then, and, you know, that just gets me through those summer months.
When did you first start wearing hoodies?
I don't know.
Just forever ago?
Yeah, like forever ago.
They haven't always been called a hoodie, though, have they?
I know, they've sweatshirts.
See, I think that's what our problem is, because now, like, Chris is wearing a hoodie this morning.
Yeah. And it has the hood and everything, so
right.
Does it zip up?
No.
Oh, so it's just one of those pullover hoodies, so... Yeah, it is called a hoodie. I mean...
Male or female, it's called a hoodie.
Yeah, it's a hoodie. If you have the zip-up ones, then it's a zip-up hoodie. If you have the ones without the little hood on it and the pockets in the front, then that's just a sweatshirt.
See, I'm glad we're getting clarification here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
that's how that came about. That's how it came about, because someone would be like, do you have a sweatshirt? Meaning a hoodie.
Right.
Because, you know, hoodies look better than sweatshirts.
Yeah, they do.
And they'd be like, yeah, I got a sweatshirt for you, and be like, no, I don't want to wear that.
How often, what percent of the time do you think you actually use the hood, though?
I used it this morning.
I used it
last night.
Twice last night.
Let's see.
What?
Nothing.
I used it, like, early in the morning on my way to school because it's so cold.
Yeah, today's a good day for a hoodie.
Yes, it is.
For sure.
I wear it until my car warms up, and then when I'm walking to class.
I guarantee you it was a woman who came up with the name hoodie, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure, because, you know, we always have to have names for different things, because it's not just good enough to call it a sweatshirt for us women. It has to be a hoodie, because it sounds better. It sounds like we have more clothes in our closet than if we have hoodies and sweatshirts and zip-up jackets
zip-up
hoodies.
That's a good point.
Is it a hoodie if you chewed off the ends of your little cords that come
out? Yeah, because it still has a hood on it, as long as you didn't gnaw off the freaking hood.
It's still called a hoodie. You're just called a freak.
Okay.
That's the difference there.
That's just, you know, you have that oral fixation disorder where you always have to have, like, something in your mouth. And
is that right, Chris?
I'd rather not comment right now.
Yeah. Too awkward. And you know what else about the whole hoodie thing and why I think a woman came up with a hoodie? Because guys don't feel the need to comment each other on their clothing, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm like, nice, or I like that jacket. You know, that might be all you say, but yeah, you have to be specific when you're a woman. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, I like your hoodie. It goes very well with those jeans that you're wearing, which are from Abercrombie. And your K Swiss shoes are awesome. You know, we have to lay it out there. Just, you know, exactly what we like about the outfit.
Yeah, see, I've been suspicious about the word hoodie all the time because it bothers me. When I hear it referred to as a hoodie, I'm like, I own a hoodie, you know? So I go around and complimenting other people on their hoodies because I know it's uncomfortable for guys to be called a hoodie wearer.
Yeah. See, I've had guys, you know, sit there and actually talk about their hoodies. And so I think it's just,
it
just depends on how you feel about the word. And it's a deep down psychological thing, probably.
You have to be secure in your sexuality.
Yeah, exactly.